box that people are buried in, that's the...
Casket. We have a big casket factory out here. Where they make them. Mm-hmm.
What's the, you remember the name of the company?
Fort Smith Casket Factory, I think.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, it seems like I've seen it.
It's way out there at South Fort Smith, uh-huh.
Big old transfer truck or something like that. Mm-hmm. What about the ceremony for a person who's died? You just said you went to somebody's...
Mm-hmm. Sermon, preach a sermon, funeral service.
What about people who would attend the funeral who were dressed in black, you say they're in?
Mourning.
If somebody meets you on the street and ask you, well, how are you doing today? What would you probably say if you just felt, you know?
Oh, I'd just say doing fine. How you doing? Fine. Blowing and going. That's what are you to tell them?
What about if when a person gets old, just stiff, aching feet,
you
might say he's got a touch of
arthritis, rheumatism.
This is a disease that you don't hear too much about anymore, but children used to die from it because
diphtheria.
Yeah.
That little girl close to me died with diphtheria.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that wasn't really?
That's when my children were little.
Was that right?
Mm-hmm. One of our neighbors.
Have you ever heard of a disease that would cause your skin to turn yellow?
Mm-hmm. Yellow jaundice.
Or what about if you were getting a severe pain in this area right here? You might be having an attack of...
Appendicitis. You know, do you remember, I know you don't remember, they used to call that appendicitis. Mm-hmm.
I sure
know. Appendicitis.
You haven't noticed when they started saying another one?
Well, yeah, quite a few years back. But I was grown. I was, I guess, already married.
What about if a person ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up? You say he had to
vomit.
Ever heard of anything else used for that?
Yeah, they call it upchuck.
Upchuck.
Assassination.
Something like that. Anything besides that?
Puke.
Puke. That's another one. maybe throw up.
Yeah. Throw
not
up.
Quite as bad.
That's not as bad, vomit and throw up.
Or somebody who's like that, you say he's sick where?
His stomach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, say if some people had come over to see you, or you had invited somebody to come over to see you, and what might you tell them, say if you wanted to indicate that you would be disappointed if they didn't come? Say, well, now.
Be sure and come.
Mm-hmm. What about if a young boy keeps going over to a girl's house pretty regularly and people think that he's getting serious about her? You say that he's doing what? He's
courting her.
Courting her.
Mm-hmm.
Heard anything else?
You used to call it sparking.
Sparking. Uh-huh. What would you say about him? He would be her.
No.
Anything else?
Fella.
Mm-hmm. What about boyfriend?
Boyfriend. Mm-hmm.
What about her? She would be his
girlfriend or sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Say the boy got home at night and his little brother was waiting up and he happened to see him and he saw his brother had lipstick all over his collar. And I said, aha, you've been
necking.
What about if the boy asked the girl to marry him and she didn't want him, you'd say that she
refused him.
Refused him. Or
if rejected him.
Or she didn't reject him, I'd say they went ahead and got
married.
At a wedding ceremony, what do you call the man who stands up with the groom? He's the
best man.
Best man. And what about